Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. Hope everyone's having a great day so far and an even better week. We are currently at Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. here on the East Coast in New York. And hopefully joining me soon will be Mr. Wilho Sari of a Cantelli music player. Plays the cantella. I'd love to have him speak for himself about this. We did have him on the show previously, and this is part of a five-part series that we've been trying to do with Wilho. And like I said, we're just waiting for him to jump on the line real quick so that we can get the interview process started. And again, like I said, we are doing a five-part series with him that's hopefully airing every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. again here on the East Coast. And I know that Wilho is based out of the West Coast, I believe, in Washington. And it looks like we do have him on the line now. So let's see if we can get him on.
Hi.
Hello, Wilho.
Yes, speaking.
All right. Great. It's good to have you on the show. How you doing?
Thanks. I'm a little lost on my machinery. How to get there?
No problem at all. So, Wilho, why don't you start by sharing a little bit about yourself, before we get into everything?
Pardon?
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Wilho Sari. I was born and grew up here in Nacelle, Washington, and I ended up being a school teacher for 34 years and retired for over 30 years now, and I play the Finnish harp called the cantele.
The cantele. That's how you say that? The cantele?
Cantele. Yes.
Cantela. Very cool. Okay. Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question before you jump on there. What did you teach in school?
Well, I taught grade school, grades 5 and 6. I taught music in high school, both chorus and band. And for 3 years, I taught in a mission school in Liberia, Africa.
Wow.
And my last years of teaching were in a teenage prison in Nacelle, where I taught whatever the principal gave me.
Very cool. Now, let me ask you a question. With the cantella, how did you get into that?
My dad played practically every night. It was Dad's thing when I was growing up. But I'm a fifth-generation player. My great-great-grandmother in Finland was probably the best-known cantele player in the 1800s. She raised a family of 11 children and supported them practically by going around playing the cantele. She even played for the Tsar's children, played in Sweden and all over Finland.
Very cool. So music has been in your blood, basically.
Yes, and when I turned 50, after my dad died some years back, I thought I'm going to have to see if an old dog could learn new tricks, and I wish I would have started as a young kid. I've had so much fun with it.
Now, what is it that you like about it the most?
Well, with the music background, it was easy for me to learn. And it has taken us all over the country. A group of us went to Finland to perform in a number of churches there. So it's just been a fun thing.
Now, was there any particular memory that you have from being a kid that triggered your love of music?
Well, I had a music background from school, but it wasn't really connected to the cantele until I turned 50 years old. And
okay.
I've been at it now over 30 years.
Wow. So where have you been able to play and travel since you've, you know, picked this instrument up?
Well, it's taken us to Florida, to New York, to Washington, D.C., the middle states up in Michigan, Minnesota, and to Maine and to California. It's taken us wherever the National Fin Fest has been. Very often I've been invited to play there.
Very cool. The Fin Fest. So now I assume the Fin Fest, what is that exactly? I just want to know from you.
There's a Fin Fest somewhere in the United States every year. Last October it was in Buffalo, New York. Mm-hmm. And it was down in, well, it's just been all over the different parts of the United States.
Very cool. And is this something that you, have you been able to travel outside of the country with your instrument or no?
Well, we went to Finland with a group of about a dozen players, and we performed in about 7-8 churches over there.
Very cool. And so, Willow, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about, you know, how it took you to learn the instrument? I mean, was it something that happened quickly, or?
Okay, with my music background, and I knew how Dad played it, it wasn't difficult at all. In fact, Dad played it from, he had a the high strings closer to him, while on the table here I have the bass, the low notes closer to me. But I knew how he played it, and with music background it was just easy to do.
That's great. And what do you think about that? I mean, do you think that playing music, you know, has brought something to your life that, you know, probably wouldn't have been there if you didn't have that?
Absolutely. I don't know what I would do in retirement if I didn't have this hobby. It has taken my wife and me all over the country.
Well, it sounds like it's more than a hobby at this point, right?
Well, yes. But it just, and so much of the places where we've gone, our travel expenses have usually been covered pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a big help.
That's great. Yeah, that's awesome. That's why you do it, right?
Yes.
So let me ask you this.
I write a lot of music at home. In fact, for this year, I started tune number 148, I believe. Yes, tune number 148 for this year. I have over 4,000 pieces that I've written altogether.
That's
and
great.
A lady
wow.
in Finland put my music into a book. She put
Do you think you're
going to... Yes.
Have you released any music? Like, have you released an album or anything, or no?
Well, this lady, for my wages for it, she sent me 100 books, and I've been selling those to people. I have just a few left, but she sells lots of them in Finland. And the book has 365 tunes, and the name of the book is Tune a Day.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. I'm not into book writing, so she offered to do it. So that was about 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Do you have any fond musical memories?
Well, just a lot of them, actually. There are several in our family that are good players, and my sister is a very good pianist, and my daughter is a sixth generation cantaloupe player. So hopefully it'll continue in the family.
That would be something, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Will I hear this on the internet? Yes.
Oh, I was going to say, Wilho, with respect to your musical taste, what kind of music are you into?
Well, I basically, it's a lot of it is the music I've written myself, but I play church music, both Finnish and English church music, and folk music. I do that also. And if there are kids in the audience, I usually try to aim the music towards the kind of audience I have.
Very interesting. Okay, cool. Now, how do you do that? What do you mean? What do you do for kids?
Well, like kids, I may play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, da-da, you know, a little kid's tune.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'll play some so that they would recognize the tunes.
Very cool. I like that.
In Astoria, Oregon, I played for a group of retired teachers. I don't remember the tune it was, but it was a tune that most of those teachers knew the words, so they sang along with it. The audience, about 150 people in the audience.
Wow. Is that the biggest crowd that you played for?
Pardon?
What's the largest crowd that you've played for?
Oh, I don't know. There's small crowds and large crowds.
Sure.
Some of them have been, a couple thousand even, and other audiences have been, just maybe for one class in a college, maybe 20, 30. So it varies from location to location.
Oh, I could see that. I mean, it's I'm sure you still get the same rush, though, from playing in front of, two people as you do in front of 20 people, right?
Sure, sure. In fact, I have the thing right here in front of me.
Very cool. Now, before you get to that, I'm curious to know, it's a stringed instrument, right? Like kind of like a guitar?
The one I have, it's kind of a triangle shape, and mine has 36 strings. But
36?
There are many 36.
Wow.
But I go to the school sometime to teach fourth graders with a five-string cantaloupe. I go there for several weeks, two or three times a week, and the kids are soon ready to play at their spring concert.
So they actually play at the spring concert from what you've taught them?
Yes. And
nice.
And the ones that I use there are usually the five-string cantaloupes.
Mm-hmm. Now, Wilho, how many times a day would you say that you practice? Or how many hours a day would you say that you practice?
Well, every day it varies. I'm sometimes here in the morning and sometimes in the evening or after. It varies, but I get a new tune written almost every day.
That's tremendous. That's the way to do it, right? I mean, if you're creative, you got to try to create something once a day, right?
Yes, and once in a while I get started on a tune and I think, have I done this before? I go back and look, and it irritates me when I find the same, practically the same one tune previously written. Yeah.
And so, when you're playing in public, do you get nervous at all? Are you pretty okay at that point?
I haven't really had the problems playing with the audience. No, my great-great-grandmother in Finland in the 1800s, she was used to only playing like in her own home, but she played in some large theater building in Sweden, and the story goes that she closed her eyes and pretended like she was at home playing. So
what's your goal when you do that? What do you think about?
Well, I usually have a list of tunes handy close by, so I'll just pick from there what I figure will meet the needs of the audience.
Now, do you take requests when you play, too? Do people ever kind of name a song and take you to play that?
Once in a great while, but it could be a tune that I don't know, so...
Right.
I usually don't. Once in a while, there are requests of things people would recognize.
And for all those just joining us, you're listening to CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May, and joining me right now is Wilho Sari. Wilho, as we continue this interview, and you have... I'm happy to say we have you on for five parts, and I know you're itching to play us a couple of songs. And again, this is what I'm looking forward to most, is when we can have you kind of, you know, go off for a bit and play us some stuff. And I think each week will be really cool to hear the kind of the new things that you've been working on. Now, before we get to that, of course, and again, everybody, I want to thank you all for listening to CMC Radio. What we have for you now, Willow, is a question about... How do you balance the amount of time that you practice with the rest of your day? You know, I'm sure you have other stuff that you have going on at all times, right?
It varies from day to day. My wife and I are both retired school teachers. We've been both retired over 20 years. And so we usually make trips to Astoria to visit one of the restaurants almost every day. Almost every day, and either before we go or even after I come back home, I'll play something on the cantile. So it varies from day to day as to how much time I spend with the cantile.
Well, we'd love to hear something right now if you have something ready to go.
Well, I wasn't aware that this was going to be a live performance. I thought I was going to listen to a previous performance of talking, but I can come up
like,
with a...
If you'd
I can
like
do
to
it right
kinda,
now.
Yeah, that'd be great, of course. I don't want to put you on the spot, but if for next week's show, if you have something previously recorded that you'd like to send us, please, we'd love to be able to play it.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'll see about that.
Okay.
You want to hear something now?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead. Lay the phone down here.
Unfortunately, it looks like we might have just lost the call from Wilho. Man, that sucks. We were having Wilho is right in the middle of a very nice song that he was performing for us on the cantata, and hopefully we can get him back on the line. Let's see what we can do here. And we appreciate everybody bearing with us for this call-in number for the show, for guests and listeners as well. 323-870-4087. That's 323-870-4087. Let's see. And hopefully we'll have Wilho back on the line shortly. We have a couple minutes left, and I know that he's eager to play us another set of, or at least another song. We have just a couple minutes left here.
Hello.
Hi, Wilho.
Yes.
Wilho.
Now the phone went dead again. I got the different phone.
All right. Welcome back. We have about 2 minutes left, so if you want, you can play us something quick, and then we're going to wrap it up, and I'll just have to we'll continue on next week when we start again with Wilho Sari. Thank God we have you back on the show. I'm very happy to – very excited, too, because I love the music. It's great.
Thank you.
So – Would you like to play out and then the show will be over and then we'll take it back next Wednesday night.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so this is Wilho Sari out of Washington. Wilho, please go ahead.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Wilho. We appreciate your time tonight. And we will talk to you soon, all right? We're going to have you back on for part two next week, okay?
Okay. This was a total surprise. I thought I was going to be listening to my previous recording. I didn't have anything planned for this one.
Well, it sounded great. So for next week, we will have you back on.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you soon, okay? Thank you, Wilho.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, from everyone here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon. Take care, everybody.
Yeah. Bye-bye.